murder took place in front of Grove's house near the school, and I don't know whether they were Greek or Italian, but the attacker pushed the victim up against the gum tree and really cut him up, because the gum tree was quite mutilated, and that wasn't far from the school, and we school kids...
According to Mr. Sleep, he was actually murdered in the shop next to Aussie Brewer's house in Raleigh.
That was their community gathering, but he was murdered on that gum tree. They waited for him around the corner, pushed him up against the gum tree, and there were all the knife marks in the gum tree. They found the remains of the murdered man in the rubbish dump.
And they found the clothes down on the Riverton line somewhere along the railway line?
Yes, that's thrown out of their railway track. But the location of the murder, I'd check that out again, because I'm pretty clear in my mind that they went to this meeting. They had their community hall up near the butcher shop there, or somewhere near Omar's, I think. A little shop this side of Omar's, which was a cafe. And then these two Italians, an old man and a young man, had an idea that something was going to happen to them, so they went down the back street, which is Kitchener Street, instead of walking down the main street to their camp. Because their camp was all tents near the reservoir there, or close to that railway, the Oru railway line. And a fella sprung out on him in the dark and attacked him against his gum tree, because all these school kids were all down there. I reckon that Riley Cockle would remember that too, because their blood was up against the gum tree. The gum tree was cut about. It's a horrible one to have to add, but it's all part of history, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.